Thousands of people have resettled in Massachusetts from hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Many of them have stayed in temporary housing in Holyoke, provided by the federal government. But that temporary housing is about to run out. As reporter Jill Kaufman tells us, many still want to stay, but are finding it difficult to locate permanent housing.
When Puerto Ricans arrive in Holyoke, many say they feel like they never left the island, cold weather aside. It's a city densely populated with people who came from Puerto Rico decades ago and as recently as last fall. Amarillis de Leon is among them. On this day, she and her mother are waiting in a hotel lobby for a ride to look at an apartment they heard about. They've been living at this hotel since before Christmas, and they're not returning to the island. De Leon's two daughters live with them. Her oldest is a senior at Holyoke High School. De Leon says they've already put a prom dress on layaway.
I'm going to do something to the dress different how it is.
De Leon was studying fashion design in Puerto Rico before the hurricane hit. She has her sewing machine with her. She's among the hundreds of evacuees who, for now, call hotels along Interstate 91 home. FEMA is paying for the lodging through the Transitional Shelter Assistance Program until February 14th. For some, the deadline could be extended to mid-March. And for the past few weeks, De Leon has been looking for an apartment and a job at the same time.
I application to Stop and Shop and Family Dollar.
That's De Leon's mother, Myra Soto, saying it like it is. You need work to pay the rent.
Families want to find an apartment, want to find work. They need to find work before they're able to get a landlord to seriously look at their application. So we right now have what I call a crisis.
Betty Medina Lichtenstein is the director of Enlace de Familia in Holyoke. It's a community resource center, and it became one of several designated welcome centers in the state after Hurricane Maria. She says more than 1,800 people have come through their doors since the storm. Finding an affordable place to live was hard even before the hurricane hit.
We have, in the state of Massachusetts, thousands of individuals that are looking for housing that is almost non-existent.
From 12 to 2, every weekday here at Enlace, there's an orientation for newly arrived Puerto Ricans. Months after the storm, the seats in the room are often filled. Lichtenstein is giving an overview of how FEMA funding works and how to manage life while you're living in Holyoke.
I'm a Kermit, so the Holyoke Community College.
Around the room are tables staffed with people from job centers, community colleges, the public schools, healthcare centers, and housing agencies. According to FEMA, the federal agency has received more than 1,300 applications from families wanting to stay permanently in Massachusetts. That's about 3,000 people. For years, a bad economy has caused Puerto Ricans to leave the island. In the decade before the hurricane, 10% of the population left. That's according to the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College. After the hurricane, the center released a report that says up to 200,000 Puerto Ricans could move to the mainland U.S. in the next couple of years. Massachusetts could see as many as 14,000. Connecticut would not be far behind. Everyone will need a place to live. Many will be starting over again, looking for housing in a tight market. The cost of living in New England is higher than in other parts of the country, like Florida, where many Puerto Ricans also went after the hurricane. For now, some Puerto Ricans who left the island are staying with friends and family. But for Amarillis de Leon, that's not possible. Her family could qualify for emergency shelter, but what they really want is a place to call their own. She and her mother are on the street near the apartment they saw in Springfield. They're not going to take it, they say. It's not exactly clear what happened and if the landlord was even willing to rent to them. The cost? $1,100 a month, first and last month up front. We head back to Holyoke, and along the way, Amarillis de Leon and her mother, Myra Soto, point out several apartments they've looked at already. At this point, even with so much uncertainty, they are determined to stay. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.